But first, connecting diet and dementia. While still in its early stages, a growing body of research reveals connections between diets heavy in fatty, sugary foods and the development of Alzheimer's. Those same high-calorie foods are blamed for the diabetes epidemic, now weighing America down. A flurry of new evidence has led some researchers to wonder whether Alzheimer's may be a version of diabetes that hits the brain. Some scientists are actually calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. Science writer Bijal Trivedi wrote about the new findings for New Scientist. Bijal, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
Very well, and very curious about this. It's kind of groundbreaking, and you write about one of the leaders of the research. Her name is Suzanne Delamonte. She's a neuropathologist at Brown. She was studying the effects of alcohol on the brains of rats. Where did this lead her?
Well, she did. It was known that alcohol can decrease the number of insulin receptors in your brain. So insulin helps you take sugar out of the blood and use it for energy or store it. And so she found out that when she knocked out all the cells in the brain, in these rats' brains that responded to insulin, and then she looked at the brains of these animals, they looked like Alzheimer's brains. They had these pink, plaquey-looking things that looked like rocks in a climbing wall. And she was stunned to realize that, you know, somehow by making the brain less receptive to insulin, she seemed to have triggered a neurodegenerative disease. So that it was, you know, a very serendipitous finding, but it really changed the course of her research.
So if I can, you please correct me, but this is the way I'm going to lay it out for myself. Insulin is a hormone that controls blood sugar levels, plays a role in brain signaling. So the connection with calorific foods is that they impair the body's response to insulin? Have I got that right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, we've noticed that, you know, many of the risk factors for type 2 diabetes where the body sort of starts ignoring insulin. You know, insulin's there, but it doesn't, the cells just ignore it. And they refuse to pick up glucose from the bloodstream. So insulin gets higher, glucose gets higher. And, you know, when this happens in the body, you know, with the liver, the muscle, the fat cells, you get type 2 diabetes. But what they're thinking is that this can sometimes happen, you know, just in the brain, that mm-hmm. the brain neuron, they just ignore the insulin. So they think some researchers are thinking that Alzheimer's might be a brain-specific form of diabetes.
Not everyone with Alzheimer's has type 2 diabetes, and you are careful to note that there are many paths to Alzheimer's disease. So, Bijal, how conclusive is the link between fatty foods and Alzheimer's, and have others researched it as well as Suzanne Delamonte and her team?
I think a lot of people are working on these issues. And, you know, there are lots of little bits of very tantalizing evidence. You know, they've found that when the brains become, when the tissue in the brain becomes resistant to insulin, you get a buildup of these toxic proteins called beta amyloids. And those are the proteins that form those plaques in
right,
Alzheimer's
this is the
brain.
Plaque, right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so, and they've also found, and this is work done by Suzanne Croft out in Seattle, and she's found that, you know, using a special device, when insulin is delivered deep into the nasal cavity and it goes straight into the brain from there, when you deliver insulin in sort of the form of a nebulizer like that and breathe it in deep into your nose, it goes into your brain, she's found that this will help people with mild cognitive impairment.
Mm-hmm.
And she's tested it with a small group of people who have, you know, Alzheimer's, and she's found that there's an improvement in memory tests, and they get longer attention spans, they remember more stories, they get better at looking after themselves. So that's another really tantalizing piece of evidence that, you know, if you deliver some of that insulin directly to the brain, maybe it can help people with some impairment, you know. And it's early days. She started a big NIH-funded trial where they're going to be testing more people. And, you know, it also raises the possibility that diabetes drugs may not be just useful for diabetes, but may actually have some impact on cognitive impairment and memory problems, and possibly even Alzheimer's. And these are all avenues of interest right now and of a lot of exploration.
Well, right now, type 2 diabetes, of course, at epidemic proportions in the U.S., 35.7% of the population. And you point out 79 million people considered pre-diabetic now in America.
That's right.
So given this connection, Bijal, given the connection between diet, insulin disruption, and dementia, what did those numbers suggest about future diagnoses of Alzheimer's?
Well, you know, researchers say that, you know, they're all very cautious because there seem to be many routes to Alzheimer's. But, you know, with all this research on obesity and type 2 diabetes, the concern is that, you know, this wave of type 2 diabetes might morph into a wave of Alzheimer's as these individuals get older and their body has been resistant to insulin. And their brain becomes resistant to insulin. The fear is that, you know, you'll get a wave of type 2 diabetes and then a wave of Alzheimer's, which is just going to completely overwhelm the healthcare system and our ability to care for people. So, you know, that is the fear. We haven't confirmed the fear, and, you know, there's a lot of research in that area. But, you know, that's a pretty alarming thought.
Astounding number and a lot of new research on it. Science writer Bijal Trivedi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Virginia.
Bijal's article, Eat Your Way to Dementia, was published in New Scientist. Now, there is a link to read the whole thing at wordofmouthradio.org. And because it is in New Scientist, there are helpful charts and graphs that can help you explain this phenomenon.